Alarm and confusion have grown in the 3 weeks since sweeping new federal rules took effect to protect the privacy of health information. The rules give patients many new rights to see their own medical records, to find out who else has seen them, and to correct errors. In some cases, rules that are meant to reassure patients are making them more worried, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Like millions of other Americans, Claire Wagner had a doctor's appointment recently. And like millions of other Americans, when she arrived at her ophthalmologist's office, she was handed a notice about the new federal privacy rules. Some of what she read, she found a bit unsettling.
I said, how can this be? What do you mean my information can be used to protect the president? What do you mean you can disclose my information for national security?
In fact, private medical information has always been generally available to law enforcement officials, only until now, most people didn't know it. The privacy notices now being handed out in pharmacies, doctors' offices, and hospitals are intended to inform patients of their new protections. But many recipients, like Wagner, are focusing on the few situations where information can be released instead of the many where it cannot. Melinda Hatton of the American Hospital Association says patients need to take a broader view.
I think if they read through the whole notice, they'll find that the information they're getting about how their information is used and what rights they have will really make them a much more informed patient.
It's not just patients who are confused about the new rules. Jeffrey Hausfeld is a Maryland sinus surgeon who also trains doctors about the intricacies of the privacy regulations.
I am still amazed as to the lack of understanding among staff and physicians as to what needs to be done.
Hausfeld says many practitioners are suffering from what he calls HIPAA hysteria, a reference to the 1996 law that ordered the rules to be written. Hausfeld himself was on the losing end of a misinterpretation a couple of weeks ago. He was trying to get the records of a patient who'd driven 2.5 hours from Pennsylvania to see him.
So my secretary calls up his doctor's office in Pennsylvania, and they refuse to send any information saying that the patient has to personally come in, sign an authorization, sign a notice of privacy practice, and then they will fax me the information. I said, well, you know, that doesn't make sense.
HIPAA expert Hausfeld ultimately convinced the other office that faxing records from one treating doctor to another is expressly allowed without patient authorization. Hospitals are also being accused of overreacting. For example, under the rules, hospitals must inform patients of their right to keep their name off the directory of patients currently in the hospital. But many hospitals are doing the opposite. They're only putting patients into the directory if they expressly agree to it. That makes it harder for friends and relatives to find them. Privacy advocates say that wasn't the aim of the rules at all, but Hatton of the Hospital Association argues that the rules intentionally leave the decision to each individual facility.
When you have a patient who comes into the hospital in a state where they can't make a choice, the hospital is then called upon to use their best professional judgment about whether or not to put that patient's name in the directory.
This level of confusion is surprising because healthcare providers have been getting ready for the HIPAA privacy rules since 1999. Stephen Fleischer, a California attorney and healthcare consultant, says the rules are complicated, but he says the biggest problem is an entire industry that's emerged to profit from scaring providers about the new rules.
The fearmongers are pointing to those laws and saying, you could go to jail unless you buy my course, my HIPAA-compliant furniture, my HIPAA-compliant medical chart that, by the way, just says confidential on it, like every medical chart, so on and on to sell their wares.
Ironically, while many healthcare providers are overreacting to the rules and doing things they don't need to, others are simply choosing not to even try to comply at all. And privacy advocates are far less worried about overzealous enforcement than the possibility of not enough enforcement. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.